I give Jesus all the praise and the glory and the honor. Hallelujah. It all goes to him. In Jesus' name, I welcome you in to the Just a Vessel Prayer and Bible Study Live Podcast. Hallelujah. The highest praise to the Almighty King Jesus Christ. He deserves it, y'all. He surely does. Let me tell you, God is so good. He's so merciful, so powerful in the name of Jesus. Let me tell you, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endureth to all generations. And we come today to eat of his body and to drink of his blood as we go into the presence of the Lord. The Bible says, whether therefore you eat or drink, whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. We want Jesus to get the glory out of this. And that's why we're coming before his presence, to give him the glory. God bless you. Welcome in. I welcome you in to the Just a Vessel Prayer and the Bible Study Live Podcast. It's none of Jamon's doings, but it's all of the Lord's, in Jesus' name. Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. He's the one who does this. He's the one who works through me in order for this to happen. And I give him the praise, the glory, and the honor. Hallelujah. If God's been good to you, I want you to say, God has been good to me. Hallelujah. God has been good to me. All right. So, if you could get your Bibles and go to John 14. Okay. We're going to be talking about the start of John 14. What was going on right here in John 14, powerful chapter in the Bible. But before we go into the Word of God, we want to pray in Jesus' name. God bless you. I welcome you in Jesus' name. We want to pray as we're doing prayer / a Bible talk on today, where we go into the Holy Word of God, and see what the Lord is saying to us through his Word. Okay. Yes. God bless you. God bless you. In Jesus' name, okay? So let's go in prayer. Hallelujah. Father God, we come before your holy presence. Hallelujah. We thank you. Hallelujah. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Have your way, Lord. I submit to your spirit. I yield to your spirit, Lord, and how you want to move in this podcast on today. Father God, let souls be saved. Hallelujah. Let chains be broken. Let lives be transformed. Let minds be renewed, oh God. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for your grace and your mercy, for your loving kindness towards me, towards each and every one of us. For you sent your only begotten Son to die for each and every one of our sins, each and every one of our transgressions, each and every one of our mistakes. Hallelujah. In that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. This was God demonstrating his love toward us by sending his only begotten Son. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So we come to give you glory. We come to thank you, Lord, for making a way out of no way for us to be saved. Because you are the God who knows how to make a way when there seems to be no way. You are the way maker, the miracle worker, the promise keeper, the light in the darkness. And now we want to follow the light that leads to life. We want to follow the straight gate. Hallelujah. I thank you for your presence, Lord. We want to follow the light that leads us to the Father. And that light is Jesus. So we come to give you praise. We come to let you know we appreciate you. To let you know we love you back, God. We love you back. We lift your name high. And we glorify your holy name. His word says in John 12 and 32, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. Draw all men unto you, O God. Have your way, O God, and let your will be done. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, Lord, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. You are the God who rules and reigns, so we ask you to rule and reign in our lives. Be the head of our lives. Be first in our lives, God. We put you first. We cast everything aside that would try to make us, oh God, lose sight of you. And we put you first. We keep our eyes unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. So lift your hands in his holy presence. His presence is filling this place. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father God, speak how you want to speak to your people. For your people need a word from you, Lord. Let it be none of Jamon. Let it be all of God. All of the Holy Spirit. All of Jesus. The way, the truth, and the life. We love you, Father, and we lift your holy name high. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Somebody say amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Let me tell you, we can go into his house, into his presence at any time. All because of the sprinkling of the blood. We're able to come before the presence of the Father and to dwell in his tabernacle. We come, hallelujah, today to sit at his feet as we go on his word, because he is his word. Okay? The best place to be is the presence of the Father. So, if you're already at John 14, that's where we're going to be at today. God bless you if you just came in abundantly. Thank you for thinking it not robbery to join us today on the Just a Vessel Prayer and Bible Study Live podcast. I thank God for what he's about to do. Okay, John 14, verse 1 through verse 5. We're going to read there. It says, verse 1 says, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. That first verse, let not your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. Sometimes life throws things at us. We may receive disturbing news, as the apostles here have received this disturbing news. But he told him, let not your heart be troubled. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank the Lord that our heart don't have to be troubled. But belief is the antidote for a troubled heart. So if you want to know what cures your troubled heart, it's that faith, that belief in Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus was getting to a point in time where he was starting to reveal to his disciples that, you know, he was getting ready to go. You know, he was getting ready to go and die, you know, for them. He didn't tell them. He was trying to tell them, but, you know, he couldn't really tell them. He was trying to tell them in ways, but they just didn't understand at the time. And that's sometimes like us, you know. We may not understand what God is doing in this season of our life. We may not understand what he's trying to tell us. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe that Jesus will make a way. Because this is the cure for a troubled heart. This is the antidote for a troubled heart. This will calm all that trouble that's going on in your spirit. When you believe in the Lord and believe that he will make a way, and that he will see you through this situation. Even if you don't see it, You may have got some troubled news. You may have got some bad news. But know that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He's the answer to your problem. And when you believe that he will bring you out, he surely will show you because of your faith and because of his goodness and his mercy and his grace, grace, grace. Because he loves you, okay? The Bible declares in 1 Corinthians 10 and 13, there is no temptation taking you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape. Also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. So, although you may be in a temptation, in a testing, in a trial, know that Jesus will make the way to escape. He will make a way for you to get out. Okay? Now, it says, in my Father's house are many mansions. Yes, and then before that, it says, ye believe in God, believe also in me. So, Jesus is telling them here, if you believe in God, believe also in me. Jesus came from God. Jesus is the Son of God. Hallelujah. So, how can we believe only in God, you know, but not believe in Jesus? Jesus is letting them know here that he is the way, the truth, and the life to the Father. In Jesus' name, he came from the Father. So that he can make a way for us to get to the Father in Jesus' name. So don't let, yes, exactly. Jesus is God. Jesus is the Son of God. He came from God, but he was just God in human form, who knew no sin, who was made sin for us, was the sacrifice, was the, in Jesus' name, the mediator between us and God, so we can have a relationship, so we can be reconciled to God. Okay? It's amazing. We serve a God who's three in one. God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And this God loves us so much that it says in verse 2, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And verse 3 says, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. That where I am, there you may be also. There's a place that Jesus has gone to prepare for us. In Jesus' name, no one knows when the coming of the Lord will be. But he says, I will come again in Jesus' name and receive you unto myself. For them that believe in Jesus, for them that believe and have faith that Jesus is the Son of God, that Jesus did come down and die on the cross, live a sinless life to be made sin for us, so that we can be new creatures, so that we can be raised to new life and be saved by grace through faith. It was the grace of God that saved us, him sending his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. In Jesus' name. Hey, Pink Love Chips, God bless you. That's my moderator. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So, here, know that Jesus says, in my Father's house are many mansions. Heaven is the Father's house. Mansions, this implies the permanence. Okay, this is a permanent promise. That in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you in Jesus' name. But he tells us he will come again and receive us unto himself. Jesus comes in many ways, but the primary reference here is to his second advent, his second coming. And he comes back to get us, the church, and he comes to rapture us. So how, you may ask, how do I know I'll be going with him when he comes? How do I know? What do I do Believe by faith, and you will be saved. The Bible says in Romans chapter 10, verse 9 through verse 10, if you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it is by openly declaring your faith that you are saved. And no one can take that away from you, because Jesus has given it unto you. Jesus has already won, already paid the price for you. He's already given his life for you so that you can be saved. In Jesus' name. So don't let that devil make you think that you're not saved. Hallelujah. Or that God, this promise is not for you. This promise is for everybody. There's a place prepared for you. And the way is Jesus. The way to get to that place. It's through Jesus, through faith in Jesus, because it says, and whither I go, ye know, okay, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? That's coming back to John 14 and 6. Jesus saith unto him, hallelujah, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So, we thank God that we got a way to make it to heaven. In Jesus' name, we have a way because God loves us. Know this, people of God. I am, the great I am, is the way, Jesus, to God. Jesus is not the way among many, but the way. Okay, you got to see that the way, the only way, the truth. A key emphasis in this gospel. This is the truth, his word, the life. Okay, so salvation is our portion because Jesus has made a way for us to get to the Father. And that's what the Bible talk was on today. I am the way to the Father, in that I am the truth and the life. Jesus is everything that we need to make it. There's nothing we can go out there and do that can make us right with God. But it's through faith in Jesus Christ that we are made right with God. All right. If we go to Acts 4 and 12. It says this, hallelujah. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. It says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. It's the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus that washes our sins away. In Jesus' name, we thank God. We thank God for the blood. I thank you, Lord Jesus. So, know this, that if the gospel is being taught and it's not being taught about Jesus, then you're listening to the wrong gospel. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the answer for us to be saved. And I come to proclaim the gospel of Jesus, because for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God to salvation. To everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. So, know this, and we're going to pray today for souls to be saved. Hallelujah. For the unbelievers to come and believe in Jesus. We're going to pray that we be ready for the rapture and the second coming of Christ. We want to be ready. And the Bible tells us to rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So we come to pray unto you, Father. We come to lift your name high and to glorify your holy name. We thank you for the gospel. For the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believe it. We don't have to be ashamed of the gospel. Just like Paul said, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God to salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and then to the Greek. God, we thank you that the good news is that Jesus came to save sinners. And we know that we were born into this world as sinners in need of a Savior. And God sent his Son to step in for us so that we can be saved. We're so grateful. We can't forget this sacrifice. And not only did he sacrifice his life, but he was raised from the dead 3 days later. So all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. He rose with the power so that we can be rose, so that we can die of this flesh and be risen to new lives in Christ. So that we can be resurrected as well. So we can put off this sinful nature and let Christ work through us to conform us to who God has called us to be, so that he can use us for his glory. Going out into all the world, preaching the gospel to every creature. God, we thank you. Help us, Lord, to be ready. Lord, let souls be saved in this hour like never before. For your coming is near. Let souls be saved, O God. Let unbelievers come to believe. That they will not only believe in God, but they will believe in Jesus. Because Jesus is God. And Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your presence. We give you praise, glory, and honor for salvation. We thank you for your wonder-working power. You're the only one who could have sacrificed your life for us. The only way for you to come down from endless glory to a cradle in the dirt and be born as we are born of flesh and blood, to live a sinless life, to go through the same temptations that we go through, so that you can help us in our temptation, so that you can help us overcome. Is he that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment. The word of God says, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. I decree and declare, you shall overcome. You shall endure unto the end. Because but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. You shall endure unto the end to make it to see the Father, to make it to see Jesus. Hallelujah. If you only believe, Jesus can do it for you. Whatever you're holding on to, whatever is holding you back, Jesus can break it free. For 2 Corinthians 3 and 17 says, now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. It's in his presence that we are free. The Son therefore shall make you free. You shall be free indeed. I call you free today. Be free. In the name of Jesus, from every infirmity, from every weakness. Hallelujah. Because Jesus said, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. He can strengthen you in the places where you are weak. By the power of the Holy Spirit. He can make you strong in those areas that you feel weak. He can give you power where you need to overcome. In that area of your life that you've been struggling with. He can give you power of the Holy Ghost to live holy and acceptable before Him. Because He loves you that much. He provided His Holy Spirit for you that will live within you. The Comforter, the Helper, He's right there with you. He's right there within you. His power will work through you as you submit to Him. Every single day, as you choose Jesus, He will give you power. As you run to Him and let His grace clean you up, let His blood wash you clean, and let His love lift you up as you humble yourself before the Lord. For the Bible says, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord. And He will lift you up. Because He knows just what to do. He's been through this. That's why He can talk with you. That's why He can help you. When you come to Him in prayer. And you go to His word and see what His word says about your situation. And know this, people of God. Romans 8 and 28 says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. All things are working together for your good, my sister. All things are working together for your good, my brother. I speak prosperity and good success over you. As you meditate on the word, meditate on the law of the Lord. Bible says, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. You have the answer, and the answer is Jesus. God bless you. God keep you. God make his face to shine upon you. God be gracious unto you. May he give you peace. And your family, and your children, and their children. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Thank you, Lord. Jesus loves you. He'll never stop loving you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give Jesus praise. Just give him praise right there. We thank Jesus today. We thank him for his presence. We thank him for his love. We thank him for being the answer to our every situation, to our every problem. We can go to Jesus and he knows how to deal with us. He knows how to teach us which way to go. He knows how to lead us. He's our good shepherd. And he knows his sheep. And his sheep knows his voice. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. You have everything you need when you follow in Jesus. We give him the praise. Just glorify the name of the Lord right there. Just let him know you thank him. You thank him for being the answer to your every problem. You thank him that you can run to him and you are safe. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We lift your name high. We glorify you. And we honor your holy name. You're worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. You're worthy to be magnified. You're worthy to be talked about, to be discussed about. We're talking about Jesus, our Savior. We could talk about so many other things, but we're talking about Jesus. You're worthy to be sought after. So we seek your face. We turn from our wicked ways. We humble ourselves and pray. We love you, Father. And we thank you for everything. In Jesus' name, Father, hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. Sorry for the low power mode thing on TikTok. So sorry. We give Jesus the praise. We thank him. He's so awesome. And I give him all the glory and the honor and the praise. God bless you, people of God. I want you to know today that I love you in Jesus' name, that God loves you. And until next time, Lord's will be back on Friday. Today's Wednesday. Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay? And then preceding the rerun on YouTube at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time after that, okay, if you want to watch it back, right? God bless you, people of God. And may the Spirit of the Lord go upon you, everyone, and everything connected to you. Perfect night in Jesus' name.